For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that's where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm your host, Tori DeSimone, and this is back on video. I know so many of you guys love watching video podcasts, myself included, and I don't know why I haven't been recording the last like 2 or 3 months without video. Honestly, there's no reason. I just like haven't been doing it. I've been like sitting outside for a lot of them, but I could always record outside, but I just haven't been. But I'm back today, recording video and of course audio. So if you guys are listening to this, just audio, know that there is a video component. It's, youtube.com/manifest with Tori DeSimone. And yeah, you guys can catch it on Mondays for the video component as well. But happy Monday, guys. I hope you guys are all having a great day. If you guys are watching on video, this is my room at the beach. So cute, right? Everyone always asks me where this headboard is from. It's a whole furniture set and it's all from Wayfair. And so I don't know if we still have it. If they still have it. I think we got it in like 2020, like the end of 2020 or beginning of 2021. So they might have it, but it's from Wayfair. It's pretty inexpensive and it's pretty good. So I just want to say that before we begin, because I always get questions about it. If I can find it, I'll link it on my Instagram, which is @ToriSterling_, if you guys want to follow me on there as well. But anyway, I hope you guys are having like such an amazing day. I hope you're having a great Monday so far. When I'm recording this, it's a Friday at the beach. It's July 1st. It's the 4th of July. Happy 4th of July, everyone. I'm going to guess most people listening to this on the 5th of July, because the 4th of July, everyone's like enjoying their day, having like a whole beach moment with friends, family. So happy 4th, everyone. I hope you guys enjoyed the day. I hope you guys all have like hot dogs and hamburgers and watch fireworks and just have a fun day regardless. Everyone deserves a fun 4th of July. So I hope you guys are having that and just enjoying life. So speaking of enjoying life, I wanted to talk about some ways to make light of like dark times. And I don't want to be like negative in this podcast. I actually want to be quite the opposite. I want to bring a lot of light and positivity to this podcast and to this platform today. And I don't know, like I've been talking about it with my friends and some of my employees down here, and like I can't really put my finger on it. And I know I'm not the only one, because I've been talking about it with people, but like there feels like just such a heavy energy going on right now. And obviously we know like some of the circumstances as to why the energy feels incredibly heavy right now in this world. And I know I'm not the only one that's experiencing it. and why there's like this shift going on and why everything just feels heavy and almost dark right now. It's like a stress that I can't quite put my finger on. Like, yes, I can name a couple of things that like, you know, this is happening in the world and that's really, you know, heavy, and this is happening and this is happening and this is in the back of my mind. And then there's this and that, like I can obviously pinpoint specific things, but I also just feel like this energy that's going on. And a lot of people have been saying that lately. And I personally have never been one to like really get into like anything political too much on my podcast or on any of my social platforms for that matter, just because I've always wanted my platforms to be an escape. And if you want to get information, there are so many sources out there to get information that is going to, you know, cite their sources and just give really great information, great opinions, and great viewpoints that you can really, really learn from. I personally never started any of my platforms with the intention to be like a news outlet or where people get their sources of information from. I've always wanted to be a source of inspiration and a source of motivation and somewhere where you guys can listen to and kind of just escape the realities of the world or your life or whatever it is and just leave feeling inspired and motivated and refreshed. And that's just always something that I've wanted from all of my social channels, whether it's Instagram or YouTube or my podcast, even Stride. Like Stride was really created as an escape of your daily life to take a 45-minute class and leave feeling like a better version of yourself. That's always just been what I've always wanted to bring. So I never want to like overstep that space for me, but I also want to acknowledge that like the world feels really heavy right now. And I want to be a source of happiness in the world and how we can all share happiness to one another, to ourselves, to be the source of light in our own lives. And I think that's very empowering to feel like that from within yourself and then to share that with others. And anytime you guys come on my page to see anything, listen to anything, watch anything, I always just want it to leave with positivity at the end of it. So that's sort of the direction that I want to take today's podcast. And it's just some tools and tactics to find light in your life when it kind of feels like there's just some dark times going on, or if you're in a bad mood or you're having a bad day and you want to shift your energy, or maybe you're kind of feeling like how I am and you're like, something is off. I can think of a couple things, but at the end of the day, I don't know what it is. And you want to regain that control and you want to regain that power to feel like you're in charge of your life and you know what's going on in your life. So these are some ways that you can take back that charge of your life and be the light of your life. There's a good quote also before I get into some of that. There's a good quote that I heard on the Calm app a couple days ago. And you guys know I love the Calm app. They do sponsor this podcast, not today, but they have in the past. And it's like such an honor because I truly use them and I love them so much. The quote is, there is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. And I just really love that quote. And it's so great to remember that in darkness, there is always going to be light. And, you know, without darkness, the light doesn't shine as bright. So we really need these ebbs and flows of our lives and the energies of the world to, you know, go up and down so that the times where it's so bright, we remember how good it is to have happiness and stress-free moments. And I know the darkness can feel scary, but we really do need dark moments to have the light ones shine even brighter. So that's one of my favorite quotes. And I wrote it down the other day because I loved it. It's one of my new favorite quotes. There's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. I love that. Another quote that I think about a lot. Well, it was a quote and now I like wrote it down so many times that I've like completely erased the whole quote. And it's now like, what's the word? Plagiarized by me. And it's that a candle can light another candle without diminishing its own flame. So what that means is that I always encourage you guys to be the light in your life and light up the light of others' lives, and your light will never diminish. It'll never go down. It'll never go out. If anything, it's going to keep shining brighter and brighter because now you've lit your candle and another candle and someone else's candle. And before you know it, you're going to have a room that's bright when it was dark, all from one flame. So what I'm getting at is that there are so many ways to share light in this world and to be the light in a dark room. And I'm encouraging you guys more than ever to look internally and to be the light in dark times. So here are some ways. I actually wrote down 16 ways, and they're pretty in depth if I do say so myself. So I'm very excited to get into it. And yeah, let's get started. Number one is less phone time. This to me is so, so, so huge. I just feel like so much darkness and stress comes from our screens. When we look at our phones, we look at the TV, we look at iPads, we look at computers, that's where we get like all of our information from, right? Like, it's not like we're reading newspapers anymore. It's not like someone's calling us to fight with us. It's not like our work sends us letters anymore. It's all on our emails or on our phones or on any source of screen. It really does just tend to bring us down, because that's where we get our news. That's where we have work. If we fight with friends, like, we tend to do it, you know, over text. Relationship fights, jealousy, comparison, social media, so much stress all comes from our phone. So by having so much less phone time, we can really detach ourselves from what's going on a screen and live more present in the moment. And also, have you guys like looked at your screen time recently? I realize that like when I'm so stressed out, my screen time is like beyond embarrassing. Like, it'll be like 5 or 6 hours a day. I don't even want to know what my screen time is because it's like so embarrassing. But imagine if we spent 5 or 6 hours redirecting all of the energy that we use on our screens to other things. So I have a couple of examples of ways that we can redirect our energy that will get us off of our phones and screens of like mindlessly scrolling and just getting pissed off / heated about like whatever we're seeing like on our timelines, or an email that we got that pissed us off, or our friend sent us a text and we're like, oh my God, I can't believe they did this. Or we see on Instagram, like, someone posts a picture and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe they're together. Or like, you know, just like dumb stuff that we all get heated about that we wouldn't see unless we're like on our phones. So instead of getting pissed off on our phones, here are some ways to redirect our energy. Number one, you can read a book, preferably on a Kindle or a hardcover book instead of like an iPhone or an iPad. Reading a book, like, you literally can't think about anything else other than the book. And if you do, you guys know what I mean. You're going to have to like go back and reread the book. So get lost in a book. It's like such a great way. Another way is to take a walk. Taking a walk is a really great way to get present in the moment and not spend all day on your phone. You can listen to music, a podcast, an audiobook, like, while you go on a walk. You could also just leave all the headphones and screens at home, leave the Apple Watch at home, and just go enjoy nature and just walk. It feels so good. And like, your brain will start thinking in really good ways. It does good things for you. Another thing that you could do is call a friend. Yes, this obviously like still uses your phone, but what I recommend is to put headphones in and then put your phone like face down and like hide it from you so that you're not scrolling while you're on the phone. How many of us do that? Like, we call someone and then we're like scrolling the whole time they're on the phone with them. I'm really guilty of that. So I need to like not do that, because then if I'm talking to a friend and I see something on Instagram that like pisses me off, I'm like, oh my God, da, 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 da. And then here I am just bitching about it to a friend on the phone. For what? Put the phone away, call a friend, or even better yet, be with a friend and redirect your energy towards your friend in a good way. Cook or bake. Okay, I'm not like the biggest chef or biggest baker. I wish I was. I'm really going to try and work on it. But my mom, for example, like, she loves cooking. Like, whenever she has free time, like, she'll just make recipes in the kitchen. It's like awesome. So it's really therapeutic for her. And I know a lot of people find so much joy in cooking. So it's a really great way to redirect your energy. And it's like a hobby that you can learn and get a lot better at. Speaking of which, you can find a hobby. Something that I've been loving doing recently is perfecting the recipe for the mix of a spicy margarita. I'm having like so much fun. I just have like the best time making like the simple syrup that I infuse with jalapeno, and I buy fresh fruits from the farmer's market and I meddle it in with the drink. It's just been really fun to like figure out the ratios and what tastes good and what doesn't. Like, finding the perfect spicy marg mix has been really, really fun for me. Another thing that you can do instead of going on your phone is journal. If you're feeling fired up from what you've like seen on your phone, you can like literally brain dump that in your journal. You can be as harsh as you want. You can be as open as you want, as like honest as you want, and no one's ever going to see it because it's your own personal journal. You know what I mean? And you'll be amazed at like how much better you'll feel once you just literally word vomit onto your journal. It's amazing. And it's like the best kept secret ever because no one's going to see it. No one has to know what you said. You're safe. You're safe in your journal. Another thing that's great is you could go for a drive. This is like so fun and so high school for me. Like I used to do this all the time in high school. I just remember like getting my license and I would just go on drives all the time. It was super, super fun. I had a red Chevy at the time. What was it? It was a Chevy. I don't even know what it was, but it was like such a fun car to drive. It was my sister's car when she was at college and I was driving it. And I would just take that car on drives and like that car and I would just go and go and go. I'd listen to like, I was in my, my Tumblr phase at the time. So I would listen to like very alternative music. You know what I mean? It was so fun and very therapeutic. I loved going for a drive and I always just felt so good during a drive. Windows down, hair in the wind. Oh my God, like euphoric feeling. So go for a drive. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that's where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, starlight therapy, to EMF management, and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly and I can enjoy like a 30, 40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good. And I just love ending my night with a sauna. Boncharge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things that I love about Indeed is that I've been able to use it for all of my businesses across the last few years, and it's been really amazing. What I love the most is that I'm able to put down like exactly what it is that I want on Indeed, and the candidates that match that get sent right to me. And then the hard part actually becomes narrowing down which ones are the best for me, because they all are exactly what I'm looking for. And then it really just comes down to like, which do I vibe with the best? And that's honestly pretty hard to choose from. But Indeed makes it really easy for me to find really good quality candidates that find exactly what I'm looking for instantly. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Discover why critics are calling Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes the best film of the franchise.
What a wonderful day!
It's a jaw-dropping spectacle that demands to be seen on the biggest screen possible.
We need to go.
Hang on.
It is our time.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, now playing only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Another thing that you can do instead of be on your phone is do a puzzle. I guess you could do Wordle, even though that's like on your phone, but don't check your texts or don't go on social media or anything like that. Don't read the news. But yeah, a puzzle is like awesome. Like actually doing one on a table with like physical pieces, or if you have a book on like a crossword puzzle book or a Sudoku book, just doing something that, you know, intrigues your mind and uses the brain power. It's amazing. And it's a really good way to get your mind occupied on something other than like what is festering in our own minds. And just something to like take away from not using your phone is really to like to channel your childhood. Think about what you used to do like before phones. I know for me, I mean, obviously like before phones, I got a phone in seventh grade. I got a phone in fifth grade. So before that, I was like a child, but I was always like hanging out with friends or playing outside. I would swim, I would bike, I'd have a catch with my dad. I would like color, like really channel that childhood energy and use your time to do things that make you feel good. Like literally think about what you did before you had a phone. Do you even remember what you did before you had a phone? Like, I remember there were some times when I was a kid, I was so unbelievably bored that I would always like say to my mom, like, I am so bored. I don't even know what to do with my life. And now I haven't felt like that in so long because I always have a phone to mindlessly scroll on. But I kind of miss the feeling of being incredibly bored. You know what I mean? Okay, I don't, but like, it's a feeling that I don't have anymore. It's like a nostalgic feeling almost. Anyway, channel your childhood energy and do something that you would have done before phones existed. Okay, thank you so much. So number one is less phone time. All right, number two of ways to be the light in your life in times of darkness, sleep. Okay, this might sound like almost depressing, but it's so true. Not having enough sleep will send any little problem that you have into a full-blown panic spiral, meltdown, burnout. Like seriously, have you ever been so sleep deprived that one little thing happens and you lose it? You just lose it. Like I remember I watched this TikTok a year or so ago. This girl like got out a cake and someone like pushed her head in the cake. It looked like her boyfriend or something like pushed her head in the cake like as a joke, and she just totally lost it. I would have one, also lost it. And two, all the comments are like, I've been there, like this just like when you're having a bad day and then this happens, like it's just not what you want. Like comments, pass the vibe check, faux show. But it was also so true. And like, we've all been there. Like when you just don't have enough sleep, the smallest things can really set you off. And when you have enough sleep, you are so much more level-headed. You're able to decipher how you feel. You're able to speak more clearly about how you feel. It's just better. The more sleep, the better. Not having enough sleep really affects everything, and making sure that you get quality sleep should be prioritized in your life, and you'll be amazed at how much of a difference it makes. Some of my favorite ways to wind down at the end of the night to ensure that I'm having the best sleep possible. Listen, because this is like what I do every night. And lately I've been sleeping so well. The first one is to take a sunset walk. There's something about walking to go see the sunset and watching the sunset that is so amazing. It's like a signal to your body that it's time to wind down. It's time to relax. You're going to sleep, like really being in tune with the circadian rhythm. It's amazing to do this, especially in the summertime, because obviously like in the wintertime, the sun sets at like literally 2 p.m. Not really, but you know what I mean? And it's just nice when it's like 9 p.m., the sun's going down and you're able to watch it go down and just follow that circadian rhythm with your body. After a good sunset walk, I love to go home and make a warm cup of tea. This is amazing. So many health experts will say like magnesium is like the best thing to wind down with, but you can really wind down with anything. Like sleepy time tea is really great. What else? Decaffeinated green tea, decaffeinated Earl Grey is my favorite. Any kind of warm tea is like amazing at the end of the night. Taking a warm shower to wind down is also really, really good for you. If you have a sauna, which if you do, I'm super jealous, but if you have a sauna or access to a sauna, taking a sauna at night, like going saunaing at night, is really good for your body. It really just warms you up and it gets you ready to go to bed. It's like key for the best night's sleep ever. Taking a warm shower or a sauna, amazing. After taking a warm shower, washing your face and like lathering up with chapstick, moisturizer, body lotion. Oh my God, like the best way to be like, we are going to bed and we are lotioning up and we are taking care of ourselves before we go to bed. Another thing to do before you go to bed to get really good sleep is to not use any artificial lights. So just using candle lights to light up your room is going to be one, a vibe, and two, really good for your circadian rhythm. I like to read a book when I get in bed. And again, like if you don't have a Kindle, I don't know. I love Kindles because you can read like on your side, you can read in bed and you don't have to turn on like an artificial light. Even though the Kindle has a light, you can put it to like a warm setting. So it's really easy on the eyes. It's not a blue light to where it keeps you up. And it just feels so nice. So candle lit, Kindle on, reading a book in bed, and like, trust me, in like two pages, your eyes will be closing and you'll be out and you're going to have the best night's sleep of your life. So prioritize sleep. It's going to make everything in your life feel so much more level-headed. The third tip that I have is to take a shower. You can't tell me that you have not taken a shower and felt better. No, and felt worse afterwards. You always feel better after you take a shower, especially if you take the shower. And you know what I'm talking about. I don't even need to explain. Let your showers be like symbolic. Let them be like a movie moment. Like really let like the soap like just wash off of your body, and you're scrubbing away the day and you're washing away all the stress that's in your head when you're washing your hair. Really let it be symbolic. Like when you are cleaning your body, you're cleaning your hair, you're exfoliating your body, you're shaving off the hair. It's like symbolic. Like you're letting go of the stress. You're letting go of anything that's holding you down, and you're cleansing yourself of clean energy. Oh my God, it's the best. Taking a shower never misses. The fourth thing is to change your space. Okay. The other night I was feeling like kind of heavy, not like weight wise, but like just like heavy energy. And I couldn't put my finger on it. Like I could not explain why. So I went up on the roof deck and I got outside and I immediately felt better. And then I just started journaling and I wrote down like this total reinvention journal passage. And I immediately was like, okay, I need to change my space. But like, how can I want to do something new if my space is the same? So I literally channeled like my childhood energy. And I don't know if you guys can tell from the video, but I rearranged my entire like beach bedroom. Okay. Literally. I put on headphones, blasted Taylor Swift music, and rearranged my entire room. I felt like I was going crazy. Okay. But it was awesome. And I'm so glad that I did it because I love my room setup right now. And I feel like I'm sleeping way better. And I just feel like I have this incredible fresh energy about my room, about my life, about my headspace. It just feels really good to move things around and revamp my space. And like, honestly, who would have thought? I felt like a 10-year-old, a crazy 10-year-old moving my bedroom furniture around. But honestly, when's the last time you like move furniture around? It feels so good. And what else is really good about changing your space is that you're doing it in a space already comfortable to you, but it's a change in a comforting environment. It just feels really, really good. So rearranging my bedroom furniture, I literally felt like reborn. And you can do this with like anywhere in your house, in your apartment, in your space, wherever. And it doesn't have to be like rearranging furniture if your furniture is in a good setup and it looks good. It could be something as simple as buying new plants or cleaning or buying new kitchen towels or new blankets for your bed, even just rearranging your makeup collection. Anything that you're changing around counts, but it just feels really good to do it in a space that's already very comfortable for you. All right, the next one is to listen to music, a sound bath, brown noise, or a podcast. Music is like such an amazing way to get you out of your head. I love listening to Taylor Swift when I'm feeling really down. Another playlist that I really like is the Oat Milk Lattes in the Mountains on Spotify. Also, Harry Styles, never misses, the Fine Line album and Harry's House. So good. I also haven't talked enough about Harry's House, but it's totally fine. Just know that I am obsessed. Podcasts, whenever I'm too in my head and I just want to have something like lighthearted, I tend to lean towards like comfort podcasts rather than like a motivational podcast. I don't know. Reason being is like sometimes I just want something comforting rather than me feeling like I have to like get up and go get my life together. You know, sometimes you just want comfort. And I love that. And I hope the show is comforting to a lot of you guys. So the podcast that I tend to lean towards in moments of comfort is like The Morning Toast right now is like my big comfort podcast. Big fan right now. Brown Noise is amazing. It sounds really gross, but you can just put it in Spotify or YouTube like Brown Noise. And it's not a gross sound, even though it sounds really gross. Brown Noise is the sound that actually like silences my brain. And it soothes my brain. Like it feels like someone put fingers in on your brain and it's just massaging it. I can't explain it, but please go listen to Brown Noise and it will feel so good for you and it will feel so good for your brain, so good for your mind. It's going to be absolutely incredible and absolutely amazing. Put on like sound canceling headphones and Brown Noise. Oh my God. Another thing that you could do is put on a sound bath. You can just go on Spotify and search sound bath. You can do it on YouTube sound bath and it will show up. You can, you know, meditate to it. You can lie down to it. It's going to be just amazing to just lie down, sit, breathe, which we'll talk about in a second, and just listen to something else other than your thoughts. It's truly incredible. Speaking of breathing, breath work is such a great way to be a light in your own life. It's also a way that you're going to practice being less reactive. The more you meditate, the more you focus on your breath work, the less reactive to thoughts you're going to be. Because at the end of the day, that's what meditation is all about. Meditation is not the practice of removing thoughts or silencing thoughts, because it's nearly impossible to stop thinking. I mean, honestly, if we could all stop thinking, don't you think we all would? Meditation is the practice of not giving your thoughts power. And it's hard. It takes time. It takes practice. And that's why it's called a practice. But it's not about silencing the mind. It's about not giving power to your thoughts. And the more you practice this, when we see things that are maybe stressful or dark or, you know, just feel heavy on us, the more you meditate, the easier it's going to be to cope with that feeling and to work through that feeling to where you don't spiral or go on like a tiff or get like pissed off at everything you see. You'll just be able to manage that feeling a lot better through the work of meditation. So breathing is such a great way to ground yourself when you're kind of spiraling in your mind. It really brings you back to the present moment. And I know it sounds stupid, like breathe, but how many times do we hear it? When people are stressed out, we're always like, okay, take a deep breath and breathe. It's because it really, really works. On the Calm app, there is a practice that's called Weathering the Storm, and I really loved it. So go listen to it if you guys have the Calm app, but I'll try my best to explain it as well. During a storm, like a thunderstorm, rainstorm, even like a tornado, a tree, think of a tree, at the very top of the tree where all the branches and leaves are, it sways vigorously while the roots stay really firm and grounded. When there's a storm in your mind, I want you to remember that your mind is the top of the tree and your belly are the roots. It's the ground. It's the base of the tree. Use your belly as your roots and feel your breath rise and fall in your belly until your mind, which is the top of the tree, totally calms down. This can take several breaths or several minutes, but eventually you will calm your mind, and your belly is that grounding breath. Feeling the rise and fall of your stomach is so grounding, especially when you think about it paired with your mind. So again, it's not the silence of your thoughts. It's not that we want these thoughts to necessarily go away, which ultimately I'm sure we do, but it's more so the practice of, I don't want to give power to how I'm thinking right now. That's what meditation is going to do for you. So practicing your breath work is really, really amazing. The next tip is to clean. Cleaning is so beyond therapeutic. It gives you a fresh start, a clean energy, and it also just makes you feel so in control of your life. I feel like there are so many things about like what's going on in the world that we can't control, which is frustrating to us. You know what I mean? But we can control certain things, and a clean space, your environment, like that's one of those things. So being able to like get into your room and just go to town, dust, vacuum, wash your sheets, clean your bathroom, like really just clean your space is such an empowering feeling. It feels really good. It's incredibly therapeutic, and you get into a flow state when you do some cleaning, and man, does it feel good. Bonus points if you just put on headphones, blast Taylor Swift, and just go to town. Go off, girl. It's going to feel amazing.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Another tip that I have is to reinvent yourself. Times of uncertainty and darkness is such a great time to control how you want to present yourself to the world. Channel into yourself and really figure out what it is that you want to bring to yourself, how you want to show up for your friends and family, what you want to bring into your schooling or your career, and what legacy do you want to bring/leave in this world. At the end of the day, it always comes down to just you and just yourself. Regardless of what's going on in the world, who we are is really the only thing that we can guarantee. And how we present ourselves to the world and how we better the world is really what matters at the end of the day. It's how we can control what we bring into this world. This is a great time to tap into yourself and discover who you want to be and who you want to show up as. I have tons of episodes on how to like reinvent yourself. I tend to use the word rebirth as well. So I have a ton of episodes on that. But a really great way to get started is to journal. To get your thoughts out and then organize those thoughts into productive categories. This is also a great time to write down any dreams, goals, desires, and then to journal those dreams, goals, and desires as the present. So for example, if you want to start a nonprofit one day for a matter that you're really passionate about, journal it in the present tense as if you are the CEO of that nonprofit. So for example, you could say, I'm grateful for my nonprofit that raises $10 million a year to help children in foster care find forever homes. That's just an example, but it's a great way to one, manifest something that you're passionate about, two, give you a direction that's helpful in the world and helpful to yourself and feels fulfilling to you and purposeful to you. And it's also a great way to get specific and talk about it like it's in the present times. That's manifestation, law of attraction 101, and it really, really works. Another way to spread lightness in dark times is to spend time with friends and family. Spending time with people that you love is such a way to get grounded and really get you out of your head. There's nothing better than being present with the people that really matter. And think about it, like when we're on our phones, do we actually care about the stories that we see or the TikToks that we see? Or is the motion of scrolling like more comforting than the content we're actually consuming? I'm going to guess it's the latter. Our friends and family are the people that really make the present moments matter. And they're really the people that make the present moments the memories that we have for the rest of our lives. It's literally the memories in the making. So get off social media and spend quality time with the people that truly matter. My next tip is to write down a list of everything that you're grateful for. Now stick with me. This might sound like a little tone deaf in a world that can seem really tense, but just because things around you aren't always great doesn't mean that you can't be grateful for what you have and all the good that surrounds you. You will be amazed that when you focus on the good, more good will come your way. Again, this is manifestation and law of attraction 101. If you want to see more good in the world, you want to be the person that spreads the good in the world. You have to focus on the good. You have to speak the good into existence. It will show up in mysterious ways and it's infectious to those around you. If you want more good in the world, you have to be the good in the world. And that energy that you give off, other people will catch on to and they'll want to become the good in the world as well. Plus, these days, we truly need like all the gratitude that we can get. So don't feel bad for being grateful for what you have and grateful for the amazing things that you have to offer and the amazing things that others around you have to offer as well. It might sound tone deaf, but honestly, the more gratitude we can have in dark times, it really is the better. It's going to help. Another tip I have is to write down a list of how you can help those around you and your community. Helping others is amazing. It's such a selfless act that will in turn make you feel really fulfilled, really empowered, and really, really good. It doesn't have to be like necessarily volunteering. It could be, I think that's an amazing way, but it could show up in a lot of different ways. It could be like sending someone $5 for coffee. It could be sending a text, which is free, to let someone know that you're thinking about them. It could be writing a letter to your grandparents. Seriously, like, have you ever met a grandparent that doesn't love getting a letter in the mail? They love it. It could be sending a DM to someone that you maybe haven't talked to in a while or have never talked to ever and just wishing them a really good day. It could be paying for someone's order behind you in line. It could be sending flowers to your long distance significant other just because. It could be so many little acts that really are important and go such a long way for so many people. Another tool that I have is to be by a body of water. Now, I know this isn't applicable for everyone, but for me, I am so humbled when I'm by the water, and it's because it just reminds me how small I am in this world, and that's actually a really good feeling for me. I like to feel like the world isn't on my shoulders, and I like to feel like I'm just one person sometimes. It feels good to feel like that, and being by a body of water reminds me of that. It really grounds me. It really calms me. And I just love being by the water. I love looking at the water. And trust me, I don't take for granted how lucky I am to go see water when I need to. There's other ways to do this, though. You can drive to the beach. You can drive to a lake near you. You can just get out in nature and go for a hike. Going for a walk counts, on a trail. Anything helps. Another thing is self-care. Taking care of yourself is so important, and it's normally the first thing to go when our minds are swirling. Some fun ways to have self-care include face masks, listening to Zen music, lighting a candle, watching a TV show, movie, or reading a book. Watching your favorite movie is like such a good way to have self-care. Like popping some popcorn, putting on a comfy sweatshirt, and just sitting down to watch your favorite comfort movie. Oh my God, literally the best. I think my top five comfort movies are How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, 10 Things I Hate About You, Freaky Friday with Lindsay Lohan, The Parent Trap, and High School Musical, specifically High School Musical 2. The favorites, in my opinion, are 2, 1, and 3, but I love them all. But like, I don't know, 2 is like so special to me. I just love it. 3 I cry at, which is why it's ranked 3rd, but they're all so good. Anyway, we can talk about that another time. Another great way is to exercise. We all knew I was going to say this, but that's because it's almost like an unspoken rule that exercise is always going to make you feel better. I feel like I don't even need to explain why you feel so good from exercise, but those endorphins are like a drug and we all need the endorphins to stay happy. It is just so incredibly therapeutic and it's such a great way to get us out of our minds. It can also be a great way to raise our vibrations and get you on a good momentum to keep you going all day in the best direction. I say it all the time, but a body in motion stays in motion and it is so true. If you start your day with happy and exercise and energy, you're going to carry that throughout the rest of your day. And trust me, it's going to be the lead domino effect that brings you so much joy. And guys, the last tip that I have is to write down what is stressing you out in your life or causing you anxiety, any heaviness, anything that you can't really put your finger on. Make a list of anything that's stressing you out in your life and literally cross out what you cannot control and focus on what you can. When we really break down what's going on in our mind, we can sometimes see the root cause. And by seeing that, we can realize what we can and cannot control is a really powerful tool to have to move on from anything that's holding us back. If you can't control or change something, you just can't let it hold you back. But if we can control and change something, then we can work towards changing that to make us feel better. So those are 16, I think I only said 15 because I combined two, so 15. Those are 15 ways to bring lightness to some dark times and just to brighten up your day, get yourself out of your head. And I do a lot of these all the time, but if you guys are only going to do one thing, I recommend to get off your phone, less screen time, the better. It's going to be huge for you guys. So guys, that is what I'm going to leave you with today. I hope this episode made you feel better, lighter, inspired, and happy at the end of the day when you guys are done with this episode. So I hope you guys all enjoyed it. I would love to hear some ways that you guys bring light to dark times. It would be absolutely amazing to hear. And I would love it if you guys could post this on your Instagram and share how you guys bring light to dark times. I love seeing it. I love reposting it on my stories. And I appreciate you guys so, so, so much. And I will talk to you guys next Monday. Happy 4th of July, guys. And have a great rest of your day.